What's bugging you, Murphy?
Drugs. Drugs bug me.
In a laboratory test, female animals treated with the active component in marijuana experienced a 44% death rate among their offspring.
They seem to be in a state identical to that curious 20th century earth disease called hard drug abuse.
I just want to shake some sense into you kids that are using drugs and beat about using. So remember, don't.
Montucky Skies.
Welcome to Montucky Skies. I'm Biggs.
I'm Brennan.
And I'm Nancy Reagan.
Okay. It is a goddamn miracle that the three of us made it here. Shit. It rained and rained and rained, and then it snowed and snowed and snowed.
So now we have patches of ice all about our city covered in snow to make them even extra dangerous.
Yeah, so people not in snow states, just be happy.
Right.
Enjoy it.
Even if you're in Washington and it's been raining for like 3 straight weeks, just be happy.
You know that feeling you get around December 21st or 22nd where you're bummed out that you live in a place that's not going to have a white Christmas, and you get a little bummed out about it, and it's not as picaresque as you would have hoped. That's the feeling we have every other day of winter.
I would say every third day.
Yeah.
You have the snow day, the after snow day, and then the nice day.
Yeah.
The nice day is terrible, though, because that's when it gets the iciest.
Uh-huh.
Because then shit melts, and then it freezes at night, again. And then you're fucking dead after you get in a car crash.
So there's not a lot to look forward to in snow states during the winter.
So I have had a crazy couple of weeks. I know we recorded a show and I didn't talk about this, but I'm just going to bring it up. So we had this 8th grade party for like Halloween because River was inviting her friends and wanted to have this big thing. And this girl, we thought she dropped acid. Like, she was all feeling hot and not good. And she said she's having hot flashes and stuff. And like, now this is no kind of signs of like acid at all.
That's ecstasy, like signs of what? What yeah. It sounded like when you first described this.
So that wasn't something that I jumped to, but apparently she told some of the kids before she came to our party that she like dropped this acid. And so we had to explain it to all these parents. We had a cop come over before I had to explain it, which was how I found out, guys. And he was like smelling our punch for alcohol.
Oh, God.
Fucking 8th graders, dude. And I was just mad because as I was telling Brandon and anybody who would listen, I was like, well, I didn't tell the other parents this, but I'm like, dude, I couldn't find acid in my 20s when I was looking for it. Like, how does a 13-year-old get it? Well, it turns out the 13-year-old didn't get it. And that's why I didn't talk about this. I was under the impression she did get it when we recorded the last episode. I found out the day after. Nope. Somebody told her it was acid. It wasn't acid. She went to the hospital. Turned out she didn't do any drugs at all. She made excuses for it, like almost got a whole bunch of people in trouble. And she didn't do acid at all. So I'm happy for her, and yet I'm kind of like, fuck you a little bit.
This is your karma.
You know, it was really weird because my daughter was also at this party.
Yeah.
Both of my daughters were at this party.
So were mine. Two of the three, anyway.
And because you called me up, like, toward the end of the party, like, freaked out, and I'm like, oh shit, this is not good. And it made for a very uncomfortable ride home.
How many times do you think I said, I'm sorry to you?
A good 20, 25.
Yeah, it was
definitely the over under for 25. Yeah. And then we get home, so I'm like, had my wife like explain to her what happened, like, just so she had some idea what was going on. And then so my youngest daughter went to bed and we sat down with my older daughter, and so any questions you got here, like, and she's just like, oh, this is the most uncomfortable thing ever.
And your daughter was really well behaved too. But there was kids trying to make out.
Oh,
like, I was
snap.
Seriously the dad who had to like make kids get on separate couches the entire night.
And like constantly going upstairs like, no, this is off limits, damn it.
Yeah. I just want you both to know you are both closing in on a period in your life where you're going to have to turn a hose on a 14-year-old boy.
Oh,
it's going to happen.
Yeah, it was awful. And I just never stopped moving. And like my wife thought I was paranoid at first. And then like Yeah, and then she was just like, never again. like an hour into the party, if like no joke, it felt like it had been 6 hours that I'd been wandering in like this tight circle, stopping kids from making out, from jumping off an 8-foot high porch.
Oh, Jesus.
Getting off the neighbor's lawn. I think you literally yelled, get off that lawn at some point.
Yeah, yes, I did. And then I locked them all in the house because I had no other recourse. And they'd be like, well, my mom's over there. I'm like, all right, let her come to you. Well, I need to walk over there. Okay, I'll walk with you. Like, that was the point I finally got to, dude. There was two kids who escaped because, like, they thought they were going to get arrested. And I was trying to stop them. And, like, the cop was like, just let them go. Like, and then he gets serious about it, like, 15 minutes later after he gets another call on the radio. And I'm like, he's like, well, where are these two kids? I'm like, I think you let them walk past you. So it was like, he told me I needed to calm down when it like showed up, and I wasn't even yelling at him or anything. I just had these wild eyes because I was watching him constantly. And he told my wife, you thought this was a good idea? Why would you think this is a good idea? And it's like, dude, I know you got to deal with asshole 13-year-olds all the time, but we don't.
Yeah.
Just... like, we don't. Like, my wife had no idea. She really didn't. I had an idea, but no idea that acid could make an appearance, which apparently it didn't. So,
so, I was so spot you were correct, on, dude.
My funny thought about that whole event, though, was because I went to a Halloween party when I was about that age. I was seventh grade. Got my first kiss at that party. And afterwards, after that whole making out, spin the bottle thing, we... all sat down as a group and watched Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah.
Surprise, motherfucker.
That was for your dad. I don't have the Goodbye Horses on here anymore. I would have played that. Yeah. So that was that, right? And then election night comes, and my dad's running for county commission, and he got stomped, dude. It was like 20 percentage points that he lost by. So that, like, now here's the thing. I've been, like, not talking about my dad for a while because he was running for office, and I didn't want to get him in trouble or anything. But, like, I secretly wanted, and it's not going to be a secret anymore, I wanted to, like, be able to say the phrase, do you know who my father is? I wanted to do mountains of coke and start yelling, do you know who my father is? Like, to random people who are just trying to do their job. Nope, that's not happening now.
It's
that's
not the happening real tragedy. Yet. It's not happening yet. There's Lewis, still time.
Lewis and Clark County, you fucked up. Now you got sober me on your hands.
You need to accept what you have wrought.
That, yeah, like, I'm not going to do mountains of coke. I'm not going to drive my car into people's lawns. I'm not even going to resist arrest. That is what you have wrought on Lewis and Clark County.
You reap what you sow. Happy. You reap what you sow.
I hope you're happy. That's it. You vote what you want, I guess.
Hey, I was voting for the mountains of coke.
Yeah, me too, dude.
Me too, because I figured I'd get some runoff coke. I was really looking forward to that.
Some tertiary coke is always good.
You know the trickle-down effect? In economics, doesn't always work. For coke, totally works.
Now, I don't mean to make it sound like the last 2 weeks were horrible, because I started out the horrible to lighten the mood a little bit. So it's no secret on this podcast that I hate Michael Jordan. I hate Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan was out talking some shit about Obama golfing and about how he beat Obama golfing and made it look sad, to which Obama replied,
there is no doubt that Michael's a better golfer than I am. Of course, if I was playing twice a day for the last 15 years, then that might not be the case. And, you know, he might want to spend more time thinking about the Bobcats or maybe the Hornets, but that's a whole other issue.
Shots fired.
Our president just pointed out that Michael Jordan is a shitty owner of a basketball team. I fucking love it, dude. And it's not like that could have been easy for the president, because he is from Chicago. I know he spent the 90s like rooting for the Bulls. You know what I mean? I fucking love that. Like, and this is the thing. Like, any other player would have laughed about it, been fine. You know Michael Jordan's not okay with that shit.
He does not think that's funny.
He is fucking pissed, and he's never going to get an opportunity to golf with the president. So he's going to be sitting there, like, just fucking stewing about it. Like, he lost his seventh championship ring or something.
Well, do you know what would probably make him the most upset about it? I truly believe if you could be in Michael Jordan's mind at about 9:30 at night when he's sitting up alone in his house, maybe drinking a glass of wine and watching SportsCenter, and I guarantee you he thinks to himself and he goes, I don't see why I'm not the fucking president. Obama thinks he's better than me?
Oh, God. Please not let that happen.
But here's the plus side that would come with a Jordan presidency. Pippen would definitely be the Veep, right?
No. No, he doesn't like Pippen.
Yeah.
They never hang out.
Of course they don't. But guess what? I think most politicians don't like each other.
No, Jordan is, like, hyper-competitive. Like, he would probably pick somebody to balance the ticket. I hate to say it, like, logically, but I think he lets, like, other people run the show for him in business all the time, it would seem. So I'd imagine he would get a team behind him and just be like, Scottie Pippen, are you fucking crazy? No. We're not trying to lock down Chicago. We're trying to lock down the United States.
What about Jordan and Charlie Sheen, and they run on the Haynes ticket? And they just promise free Hanes clothing to everybody in America if they win.
They'd probably win, but I wouldn't vote for them.
I wouldn't either. But that's the thing is, I feel like...
Green Party.
You know what I think would happen? Every single person in America would look at each other and go, oh, they're probably going to win, but I'm not going to vote for them. And then about 75% of those people would secretly vote for them.
Yeah, I know people who would definitely vote for him. Adrian, for one. I love you, Adrian, but you know Adrian would be the first in line with his Air Jordans on. He would be wearing Air Jordans over his Air Jordans. Like, he'd buy, like, size 30 Air Jordans just to wear over those Jordans so that when he was in the voting booth, he would be wearing 4 Air Jordan shoes. That's, I love Adrian.
Because he's 4 Jordan.
That's right, 4 Jordan. That was kind of good. I enjoy a good, well-placed pun. Okay, so that was good thing for me, number two. Here's number one. Number two is huge. All right. So you guys might remember we were talking about our script for One Last Job.
Yes.
Now, what we haven't talked about on the podcast, and it's been really hard to not talk about it, but we actually started hammering out a script. We've been handing it between ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's been bouncing around Hollywood a little bit. And so Bill Simmons and Mark Wahlberg were actually talking about our script. So they were talking about what projects you've been looking at. Is there any scripts you're interested in? So this is the conversation.
One Last Job. The thing.
One Last Job is great. Yeah.
The only way it works, though, if the stakes are real, you know, if there's a purpose, you know, we were just talking about that.
So that's right, dude. We are working on our rewrite of One Last Job with Mark Wahlberg helping us. Thank you, Bill Simmons. We know you listen to the podcast. Appreciate the bump, dude.
You know what I love about that is he says, oh, One Last Job is great, because he's read the rough drafts. He knows. He knows what's in store.
He also understands it needs to be punched up a bit.
Exactly.
Dude, we get it.
The stakes need to be real.
We understand the process. Everything we were talking about on the podcast was in that script.
That's brainstorming phase.
Yeah, that's brainstorm, dude. Like, it was a fucking mess of spaghetti. Shit will be tight when it hits the theaters with Mark fucking Wahlberg in the role. So
I love it. I cannot wait. Yeah. It's been hard keeping this secret, but I'm glad the world gets to know.
Yeah, I was very proud of that.
You know what else they talked about in that interview? They gave me a gift that I didn't know I wanted. But in that podcast, Bill Simmons and Mark Wahlberg just shot the shit about hockey for a good 3.5 minutes. And it really was the highlight of my day, the day I listened to it. I didn't know that I wanted to hear Mark Wahlberg's opinions on the NHL, but I totally did.
I would have known that if you'd if you'd asked me, what do you think I would think about this? I'd be like, you'd totally be for it. It's like putting peanut butter in your chocolate.
How do you feel about Mark Wahlberg talking about hockey? For it.
Give me a taste of what that sounded like, Zach.
Well, you know, it's hard when you see some of these teams. You see the LA Kings, they really turned it around the last couple of years. You got 2 cups in 4 years. That's a fucking good team. You're really going to put some asses in seats. But then you look out west, and you look out east in Florida, and you go, man, they got to fucking pay for the building to get bodies in there. And it's just, you got to wonder about whether or not expansion is the right idea for the league.
Yeah, and Bill Simmons is always a sucker for when you're talking about not expanding teams.
Yes.
He hates that idea. Always. So there was that. The final thing is we finally got the Thin Men podcast on the ground and up and running. Now, so here's the... I just want to pull back the curtain a little bit on this. So I have never... I have done a lot of creative endeavors. I've painted things. I've, like, drawn things. I've, like, wrote and recorded albums. Like, I've just... I've done lots of podcasts. I've never had to get the okay from somebody ever in my entire life. And if you guys don't know, and I think we might have held this back when we talked about it in the last episode.
I think we did.
It's the official podcast of Myrna Loy. And the reason we held back was we didn't know if it was okay yet. We had to get permission.
We had to do a pilot. There was a pilot process.
And I thought it was like one person it was going through. How many people did that have to go through?
Three. Our webmaster.
Three people, dude.
Our PR master and our artistic director all had to weigh in.
That's crazy. I'm glad that they said.
But you got the green light.
That's bureaucracy.
I didn't even have to edit anything. That was the thing. Was I was nervous because it was all timely.
Yeah.
And I was nervous. I was gonna have to cut it to like reflect whatever times they were saying. And I was like, is the movie review still gonna be current? Like,
yeah.
I didn't know what the fuck was gonna happen. I'd made the mistake of plugging shit on the podcast before I knew exactly what day it was going to drop. And it dropped 2 hours before I said it would.
So it worked perfectly.
Yeah, but I was fucking... Like, technically, it dropped on East Coast time right on time. So that just coincidentally. It's because I didn't want to wait anymore. I just wanted to push it up there.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that at all?
We can talk a little
about
bit about
that process.
Sure.
What did they say? Did they have any, like...
Not a ton, really. I never heard back from John. We more kept him in the loop just so he'd know to put it up.
Who's John?
John does our website.
Okay.
And both Pete and Allie listened to it, and they both said they really enjoyed it and they wanted to hear more of them. So okay. They were both very excited about the opportunity to get it out before Assassins debuted. They were very excited. They do think it will help marketing because they've been looking for ways to do marketing less expensively.
It was really interesting seeing like the roundabout things because I have the Myrna Loy on my Facebook feed. Sure. So like seeing this process go like from you and Zach and conversations on the porch and then taking some photos, like going through that, and then like see the like, and then there's a gap, and then see it like come through my Facebook feed. Like, here's a review on the Assassins from not the Thin Men.
And by the way, if you guys were wondering, Brandon took that photo.
Goddamn right he did. He's a masterpiece.
I had to Photoshop everything out of the mirror because it was like there's like me in the mirror and I think part of Brandon is in the mirror in the camera.
I tried not to get myself in the mirror.
It was fine. There was no way to avoid it. It's a giant mirror. It was a bad spot to pick for me to do it. But you know what? It works. Shit works good, I think. So if you're curious on this podcast, it's thethinmen.blogspot.com. It is on iTunes. You can get it on iTunes. So and they greenlit that shit fast because it
was a quick turnaround.
Yeah, there was no like content they had to edit for. So, Yep, they put it right up on there. But it's only the second one when you type in the name.
Yeah, which
they
is
have
a
thing of like Myrna Loy, and I'm like, wasn't her movie The Thin Man? Why are we number two?
Because the movie was The Thin Man, but it was a 7-film series, the Thin Men series.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Because it's like the thin man strikes again, like all that shit.
I see. That makes sense. But still, we are called the Thin Men.
We are the Thin Men.
So please, everybody email iTunes. Make sure it's number one. We'll never get on Hot and New or New and Noticeable or any of that shit. But we might be number one if you guys just push us forward with us.
Just do us this one thing. Consider this the new quest for 2000.
That's right. Which we won't do anymore. I was so upset to find out Connor and Eric went just shy of 2,000. They hadn't even put out a podcast for 2 weeks. They're still killing us, dude.
It's amazing. They have this youthful, boyish charm.
So we're going to compete this week. Are you ready?
But you know what I feel like with them?
What?
I used to be the hot young starlet of the Not Safer Network. I was the Britney Spears, and now I'm being overshadowed by their Miley Cyrus.
We're like
it's really frustrating.
We're like the Gina Gershon on their showgirls, dude. That's what we are.
It's really
Connor
bringing me down.
Is the Jesse Spano of the Not Safer Network.
Does that make Eric Kyle MacLachlan?
Yes. That's funny because that's exactly where I was going. And it's the only other person I know out of the actors in that movie. But yeah.
But I think at the very least that makes you Paul Verhoeven.
That, yeah, kinda, so, huh?
But now that means you're Paul Verhoeven.
Which means I have no career anymore.
But you had RoboCop.
Okay, so so we are going to continue our quest for 2000. The quest for 2000!
It's a race. We're going to beat them to it.
So I have a theory that the reason why their podcast is doing so well is because they talk about wrestling. So, Zach, I want you to bring up a wrestling topic because you're somewhat familiar.
Oh boy. Can we revisit this segment?
No.
Oh, no. You know what we need to do
right now?
Fuck wrestling. We're going NASCAR with this shit.
Yeah, we're going to take
over. Kyle Busch stuff. You know, he had that race he won last week, I guess.
Oh, yeah, totally. And what about Dick Trickle? He was a car racer,
I
right?
saw a fight on SportsCenter.
No, that after we recorded last week, I was listening to ESPN Radio. I'm thinking, hey, I'm going to get some NFL news stuff that happened. No, they're talking about the NASCAR fight that happened.
Keselowski, is that who it was?
Yeah, it was. Nice pull.
Thank you.
And in addition to that NASCAR stuff, did you guys hear there was a Hell in the Cell match last week?
Oh, there was, because my buddy Brian talked to me about it.
What are you going to do now, Eric and Connor? We got NASCAR and we got
just make
wrestling.
Sure in the keywords in this episode description, make it sound like we talked about 40 things. Like say, we talked about the impact of AJ Lee versus Paige on the Divas division. We talked about Mick Foley's Facebook ramblings. We talked about The Rock talking about how he's a solid worker, even though he does about 6 matches every 3 years.
Yeah,
we're covering all the bases. We're the around
the
horn of wrestling.
Now that we talk about all that, now I feel confident changing the metadata so that it includes WWF, WWE, and NASCAR.
We said exactly enough names to get us through. We said Kyle Busch and Brad Keselowski, and we got AJ Lee, Paige, Mick Foley, and The Rock. We're covered.
Hey, guys, did you know Venus Williams plays tennis? That's one more.
You guys, Taylor Swift has a new album out, and I've heard that's pretty popular.
Yeah!
Shake it off, baby.
Oh, last week during Saturday Night Live, they had the best, the whole show was basically shit, except for they had one fake commercial for Swiftamine. It's like adults that realize that get a lightheadedness from listening to Taylor Swift and realizing they like Taylor Swift.
I am not one of those adults.
My brother put a post on Facebook like, I kind of like this song, and I was watching this commercial. I'm like, Brent, this product is for you.
Yeah. I'll ride for that album. I don't care. Also, I get lightheaded when I think of Taylor Swift, but for a different reason.
Blood rushing.
It is a solid pop album. I don't know what to tell you. I ride for this album. It's good stuff.
Ugh. No, I can't be with you on
and
this boat.
I got enough of it because River listens to Taylor Swift. I've heard a lot of Taylor
I'm
Swift.
In your same boat for this.
It is so horrendous and heart-wrenching when you realize that the joke on Taylor Swift is that she dates somebody famous and then she writes a song talking shit about him. And then you realize, oh, that's exactly what she fucking does. That is exactly what she does. Like, how many people do you write a book on and that book is 100% accurate? You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
Usually it's it's just the hits, the highlights or something. No. Every fucking song is this boyfriend treated me like shit, so fuck you.
Hey, now.
But I'm not using those words.
She has some songs that are about apologizing to old boyfriends. And she has some...
Maybe a song, dude.
And she has
Maybe
some songs.
Song.
She has some songs that aren't about boyfriends at all. They're about mean girls in high school cliques. Oh, she also has a song about mean reporters.
Can I say something?
Were you listening to entirely too much Taylor Swift?
This is the thing that I learned. Kanye West, not only did he make a mistake by like putting her in the spotlight and making people feel bad for her, but what he didn't fucking realize was like if he had stayed out of that, she would have been doing that shit anyway. She would have been finding like skirmishes, but I don't think it would have captured like the national audience. If she was 3 years older, that wouldn't have been a big deal. You know what I mean? But because it was like the 17-year-old
It really
girl.
Was a right time, right place sort of thing. And that's not in any way excusing Kanye's behavior.
You know what? I don't even feel bad for Kanye anymore. He was trying to shoot Hitler, and he missed. That's what happened, dude.
So basically,
he took a shot, and the Gestapo took him down.
What you're
That's
saying?
That's what happened.
Herman Goering did take one. So.
I am saying
Taylor Swift is history's greatest monster.
I'm saying she is Hitler.
She is history's greatest monster.
Look, I've heard Bush is Hitler. I've heard Obama's Hitler. If those two can be Hitler, Taylor Swift sure as hell can be Hitler.
I think Bieber is more Hitler-y than her.
Oh, by far. But you know what? I feel like there's a lot of Hitlers. There's a Hitler in everyone, guys.
Did you know that the Hitler is a unit of measurement?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Know that.
Yeah, it's a way to measure genocide in numbers.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah,
that
right.
That is way fucked up.
It makes
up.
Right? sense. It
makes sense. A ton of sense.
Yeah. Is that like how Milovic had like he's like got a half a Hitler?
Yeah. Something exactly, and like Mao is actually, it's, I think he's more than one. He's like 3 or 4 point something Hitlers.
And by the way, a similar subject, but not exactly the Hitler unit of measurement.
Now the metric system.
I know this is well trod ground, but I gotta cover this for just a second. Hey, all you guys who like think Nostradamus predicted Hitler because he said Hister. It's not the same fucking name, dude. It's not. I bet if you looked, like, I bet if you put it into the internet, you would find somebody with the last name Hister who did not do the things Hitler did.
Doug Hister from HR.
It's fucked up, dude. Stop giving Nostradamus a pass. You're either amazing or you're not.
Wow, you only missed that by like 800 years.
I'm just saying, I'm tired of it. I can't believe this shit's still around.
You know, I'm willing to give him credit as like, he was...
Hey, he was in the paper.
You know the guys, here's what you need...
World News?
Here's what you need Nostradamus.
The paper?
Here's what Nostradamus is like. You know the guys in the NBA Hall of Fame who maybe shouldn't be there. Like, there's an argument that they don't deserve to be there. The ones who essentially are the borderline. Like, if you are worse than this guy... I don't know if I can do one for the NBA Hall of Fame.
I don't think there are.
I was saying the NBA. I was just really trying to.
I got one. Christian Laettner.
Somebody is the worst player in the NBA Hall of Fame. Like, I don't know
Christian
who it is.
Christian Laettner.
So basically, Nostradamus is that for prognosticators. He's the worst member of the Prognosticator Hall of Fame. You have to be a better. You have to have a better batting average than him to make it in.
I'm like, here's where I come from. If you want to talk about Edgar Cayce, sure. Like, I've read enough about Edgar Cayce where I'm like, yeah. Dude did some amazing things. Like, I'll give it to Edgar Cayce. Fucking Nostradamus was smoking mirrors, man.
Of course.
It's all bullshit, dude. He wrote in riddles so that people couldn't figure it out. If it happens in the fucking future, like, if you're so all-seeing that, like, hundreds of years after you die.
Give us some specifics.
I am.
I meant Nostradamus. Give us some specifics.
That's the thing. If you can really see the rise of Hitler and you can see these machines in the sky and whatever he predicted, you know that shit's not happening in your lifetime. Mm-hmm. But you still change his name so that the church doesn't know? Bullshit. That's fucking bullshit, dude.
Yep.
But Da Vinci, he had it. He seen these flying machines. He drew fucking blueprints for the fucking flying machines. Yeah. He's got it.
Yeah, he's got it, dude. Nostradamus, don't got it. We could make that a new, like, segment.
Thanks for that hot take.
Got it, don't got it.
It's basically your hot takes.
We're going to do this from now on.
All right, can you give me, let's get another taste. How do you feel about Aristotle?
He was a philosopher, right?
Yep.
All right, I don't know a lot about him, so clearly his legacy isn't up to par. Don't got it. You know who's got it?
Socrates, Plato?
Socrates, yep. You know, that's the one I was thinking of.
You're wrong. Socrates was the mentor, but he ended up having to commit suicide because they didn't believe in capital punishment. So the state actually made him commit suicide so the state didn't kill him. Aristotle took whatever Socrates wrote and expanded upon it.
Oh, do you want to hear an amazing story about Socrates and Aristotle? So Aristotle used to take Socrates's class, essentially, right? Like the early version of the class lecture. And there was a day where Aristotle didn't show up, like he was sick or for whatever reason he didn't show up. And Socrates basically tells the rest of the class, if the smartest person here, there's no way this class can have, if the smartest person isn't here, there's no way this class can have any real learning. Just all go home. So basically Socrates tells the entire class, it's worthless trying to teach you if Aristotle isn't here.
It's a trap.
Don't ever believe that if a teacher tells you to go home. Don't ever believe it.
But for the record, Aristotle, trouble. He got it.
I like this. You know what? This is good stuff.
It's controversial. I think this should be an upcoming segment.
Hashtag got it, don't got it.
I have to prepare for next episode, though. So I'll get like a theme or something. We'll do something. I don't know. What should our theme be for got it, don't got it?
You
got
to go something like...
go directors.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't... No. That's not what
As far
I mean.
As like a theme
I mean.
Song, I'm yes, thinking like...
Oh, there you go.
How Stella Got Her Groove Back. Something in that like genre.
Something like... No, wait. That's not going to work.
Getting
that's
boogaloo.
He got it.
We'll figure out something in the future. I can't believe this has only been 31 minutes. I feel like
this has been 31 minutes of gold, though.
That's what I was
we've
saying.
Got from like WWE to ancient philosophy.
Yeah, we went from NASCAR to Halloween party with 13-year-olds on acid,
and we've still got left. Stuff
and we
left
also
on the
included the Silence of the Lambs along the way.
I feel like we're doing an NPR commercial.
And Mark Wahlberg.
So if you just tuned in, we already talked about Mark Wahlberg and Bill Simmons picking up our pilot for one last job, followed by Biggs deciding to take on NASCAR and wrestling to be shooting the show. Coming up next, Jaws 2 reference. Dude, such a shitty movie. That's a terrible segue. I'm sorry.
We're really killing it with our search terms, though.
There's going to be 45 terms when he writes this out.
The problem is on the blog spot, I can only do 200 characters. So there's been so many times I've like tried to load that shit with tons of things. And I'm like, come on, we talked about all this.
Just let me spam this.
Then after we did that box office battle, we went through all the movies reviewing them. I just put like... fucking every movie we reviewed, like just talking super fast about deciding whether they get an asterisk or a scorched earth mark, and I could only do like half of them. Mm-hmm. I tried to fly out over the sun and my wings of wax melted.
Oh, poor Icarus. Poor sweet Icarus. Yeah.
If only you'd listen to Daedalus.
I love that you know that name.
Fuck yeah, Daedalus.
You're such a better dad than I am. I'm like, you should watch The Flash. You're probably having them watch like the Muppet Story Hour or something where
Einstein. I had this book that we had
book?
Bought.
What's a book?
You know, it's like the like internet made out of trees.
Like a tablet? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's like that, except it's made out of trees.
Oh, sweet.
Tree flesh.
Hmm.
Flesh of trees. And the kids were younger and I'd be tucking them into bed and it was this book of like 50 different stories that we got for like $6-7 at somewhere. I don't know. But it had like all these old classic stories and like one of them was the story of Icarus and Daedalus.
Ah. Daedalus was a figure in another important Greek myth too. He was in the story of the Labyrinth and the Minotaur. He's the one who gives the princess the idea to use yarn.
Yeah.
Because Daedalus was a great genius and he was being kept prisoner at the time. Or so go the myths.
And that's why they built the wings, too.
That's why they built the wings. It's all connected. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Tuesdays at 9.
No more Dark Whispers.
Can I talk about how I feel old for a second?
Yeah, please.
I feel embarrassed about this, but I got to cop to this.
Hey, so. I had an old man moment a few episodes back, so...
Okay.
I'm okay with you having one.
So here was... it's not a totally old man moment. It's probably just bad judgment, but I feel like it's bad judgment from getting old. So I get home, and we don't have the kids. Like, my mother-in-law's watching the kids.
Hey, you better put some good music on for that.
I mean, that not, stuff not, happened, but I'm going to keep it classy. So anyway, I was like, so you want to do something? She's like, yeah. She's like, you want to see a movie? And so I look, and the only movie that's playing that we hadn't seen was the new Christopher Nolan movie.
Mm.
And I was just like, I want to see Interstellar, and yet I don't want, it's late. I don't want to sit in a theater for 2.5 hours right now. Like, I feel like I'll fall asleep.
Yeah, for sure.
So I told her there's nothing playing except for the Gone Girl, because we already saw that. And so we went to the bar instead. So it wasn't a total old man moment, but it was like, I did not have the energy in me to sit down and watch like a lengthy Christopher Nolan movie.
For sure.
I didn't have it, dude. It makes me feel old. Normally, like 10:30, I'd be like, fuck yeah, I'm going to go see that 2.5 hour movie.
Ooh, 10:30 at night. I don't think I could swallow that pill either.
Okay, so you're a young man. Yeah. You're an old soul, but you're a young man, yes. Zach. I don't feel so old now.
Yeah,
that's one you got to see during the day, right?
Oh, at the very least,
that's like a 7:30 view. Yeah.
That's what's up for that one. Now, speaking of Interstellar, it managed to lose at the box office this week.
What'd it lose to?
To a little animated feature.
Oh, Big Six.
Called Big Hero 6. Brandon, tell us about it.
I went and saw Big Hero 6 this weekend. Actually,
did you
like,
see it at 10:30 at night?
No. This was... My wife got off early. We were supposed to do a family photo shoot. And, of course, it's... As we discussed earlier, it was raining like cats and dogs earlier. And we're like, we're going to cancel the photo shoot. So... And my wife's... She's like, we should go see a movie. We should go see a movie. Let's go to the Big Hero 6 at 3-something, 3:50, I think it was. And I'm like, kid's in the middle of doing homework. I'm in the middle of watching the Raiders get the shit kicked out of them by the Broncos. I'm like, Shannon's got a lot of homework. I don't think we should go right now.
You're like totally... You're saying it like...
Throwing her... totally threw her under the bus. No, like,
I love that shit, dude. Yeah, that's the best, dude. When you could like be like, no, I care about the kids and we can't do this. Coincidentally, my football game's on, but I'll turn that off for a second if it meant my kids' welfare, but not really. I'm watching the game.
I am enjoying the shit out of this game right now. Anyways, so after dinner, we're like, she still wanted to go see the movie. We saw the movie. So we decided to go to the 7-something show. And it was pleasantly good. Not great.
But good enough?
But good. It's a superhero movie. It's actually put out by Disney. And kind of their superhero division, I guess.
Now, did that have ties to Marvel?
It's a Marvel Studios Disney animation co-production.
Right.
But it is not tied into the like live-action Marvel universe.
Right. It's not part of the cinematic universe, but...
But it Marvel is a Marvel Studios and Disney animation co-production.
Okay, but is okay. there a tie-in? I was wondering, because you're talking about a spoiler.
So... Okay. We're going to go ahead and throw the spoiler out.
We'll
like,
just say we're going to end this podcast after we talk about this. It'll be a short one this week. So if you don't want to hear spoilers about Big Hero 6, just turn it off now. No one will judge you. We won't make fun of you.
We'll still be here after you see the movie.
That's right. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Brian. So one of the characters in there that was a kind of a nerd. Well, there's the older brother is going to university. They learn about robots and a lot of different nerdy stuff, and they have this little group of nerd guys that decide to become superheroes, stop the bad guy. And one of this is like a really basically almost like a Trustafarian without the dreadlocks kind of kid. You know, he's from comes from a wealthy family that's never there. It looks like he smokes a lot of weed, but, you know, it's a Disney movie. They don't really go that route, but...
He smoked weed the same way Shaggy smoked weed.
Right.
They drop, like, 70 different, like, racial overtone things that were probably not proper for a children's movie, but they'd shy away from the bong. It's a classic Disney right there.
anyway, they had one scene where they're walking through the... Turns out he's like, family's loaded, and he's walking through, and then they had a picture on the wall of this of his family, and there's a gray or a man with gray and black striped hair. And you're like, that kind of looks like Stan Lee. And they go through the rest of the movie, and credits roll, and they have a end credit scene with Stan Lee.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love it.
Do they talk about the Thing's dick being made of hard orange rock like the rest of the body?
No, but they made a joke like during the during the movie, the main character, his underwear lasts 4 days because he goes front, back, inside out, front and back.
Oh.
And Stan Lee has the same conversation with his son about, because they like he touches the painting and it opens up to this like secret laboratory room that was his father's superhero room. And Stan Lee walks in. He's like, these underwear last me 4 days. Front, back, inside out, front, back.
Stan Lee, I know you're geriatric, so I'm going to try and take this easy on you. Maybe I'm addressing your caregiver here. You can get a urinary tract infection that way. You need to stop doing that. Just take it from me. I'm a nurse.
But the end credit scene was totally worth the entire movie.
Awesome.
I mean, the movie itself was pretty tropey, like, as far as superhero stuff goes.
It did it fine, but it's not going to surprise you, would you?
Yes. Like, you know, there's nothing that really, like, shocks you, but it was cute. Kids' humor for the most part.
I heard that the movie was packed with Easter eggs. Is that the case?
Yes.
All right.
Cool. It feels like they like grabbed a whole bunch of stuff and just like pushed it all into there. And like,
I can believe
it. If you were looking for it, there was definitely a lot of stuff. I mean, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but you know, there was a lot of stuff you saw, then you're like, oh, yeah. Oh,
that's neat. And then forgot about prompt.
And, I mean, the robot.
Baymax.
It's funny, because the entire, like, throughout the movie, I thought they were saying Betamax. And it's like, no, it's Bay as in a body of water.
That wasn't right. I need to stop doing drops. Huh?
That's what you get for running the drops on acid.
But it totally looked like, had the whole Iron Man feel like as you're watching it.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah.
All right.
Good job, Marvel Studios and Disney Animation.
If I didn't have to go see this, it would definitely have been a good Blu-ray watch.
All right.
It's good to know.
Can't wait to see it that way.
I will only be taking my children to it if something else comes out. My wife tries to convince me to take them.
If there was that or something else, I would totally pick that.
Can I talk about one last thing before we wrap this episode up? I'm sorry, this just came back to me. So I watched an episode of Once Upon a Time.
Oh. Oh, that piece of shit, dude. Everybody in my household except for me is enthralled with that show.
Okay, here's the thing. This show has been on my banned list since its inception, but I decided to watch it for the Frozen episode. Now, I have not seen Frozen, but I wanted to check it out.
Oh, it's a horrible shit show. Go back to our review of Frozen to see how badly I hate it, or pretty much any episode around Oscar season.
So... I'm curious, though, about how they integrate these new created characters into this universe, right? And you guys, I think I might love this show, and let me tell you why. It's for one scene and one scene only. And there's a grown woman dressed like Elsa from Frozen. She's in a police station, and people are talking to her very seriously and saying things like, Elsa, you have to be careful, or else the Snow Queen will steal more. And everyone's taking it super duper seriously. And again, it's a grown woman dressed in what's essentially a Halloween costume being spoken to very seriously about the Ice Queen. It's the best. Ugh. This show is the best.
You know, this is one
I've seen isolated scenes and I'm here to tell you it's not the best.
No.
Oh, here, you know, I'm never going to watch it again. But for that moment, for that scene, it was all worth it.
Yeah,
you know what's funny? Like, there's a lot of give and take in relationships. Like, for me to come and record on Sunday nights, I have to not torrent the Once Upon a Time episodes and put them on my DVR so my wife can watch them while I'm recording. Because she's so enthralled with this show.
Yeah, that's funny that you say that. I have all kinds of those things. I mean, like, my wife... Okay, so we record shows like Box Office Battle, Montucky Skies are recorded on Sunday. The Thin Man, previously Real Roulette, recorded on Tuesday. The reason it's in those orders are those are days that my wife works graveyard shifts. We've realized in our infinite wisdom that shit's just not going to work out if we try and record on nights that she's home. It's just, there's been so many times I had to cancel and felt horrible about it because she was just like, Can't you just call it off tonight? Can't you do it for me? And now it becomes a referendum on our marriage. So it's shit just works out better for everybody if she's like away at work like when we record. So I get that, dude. I really get that. Like, I would rather not do this on Sunday. Honest to God, if you gave me a choice on days, I think Monday would be a slam dunk. The day after all the big Sunday shows that we talk about are on. But the day football's not fucking on. And we
well, there's only one game, and half the time it seems
but
we don't
get it.
How many times in the previous years were we like watching the end of the game before we even record? Like, it's a terrible night.
Yeah, Monday's a great night to record.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know. It shit don't work out.
No.
I guess technically we could do it on Monday now, but she didn't have Mondays off before, so that's sort of where that one fell. Did you guys want to switch it to Monday?
This isn't great airtime. So.
Yeah, this is a porch discussion, not an on-air discussion. This is not going
to
help.
I'm trying to be like upfront with everything, dude.
I'm trying
to pull back the crowd. I'm trying to be real.
I'm sure the listeners appreciate that. I'm also sure this is not going to help the quest for 2000 in any way.
All right, fuck it, NASCAR. What can I do for you today?
Well, I am looking for Christmas presents for my family. Just, I really let it go this year. Do you have anything good for me?
Of course, the We Had a Good Life podcast, which you can find on the Not Safe for Network.
A podcast? I guess I was thinking more like a Furby, maybe?
Maybe Montucky Skies is more up your alley.
Is that also a podcast? Because again, I'm looking for something a little more tangible.
Podcast? Why, speak no further. We've got Box Office Battle.
You know, I gotta say, I'm beginning to feel like you're not listening to me. Again, looking for gifts like I can put in a box or a bag and wrap them for my friends and family.
Perhaps shooting the show would be more your speed.
You know, work with me, not for me. Let's work as a, let's try to attack this as a team. Again, gifts, family.
Is your family into art?
Sure, yeah.
Well, then the Thin Man podcast would be right up your alley.
All right, do you have something that's not a podcast? Because this is a little frustrating.
Real Roulette isn't a podcast anymore, but we do have the archives available on the Not Safe for Network.
I mean, it seems pretty clear at this point you have an agenda. You're not going to sell me the toy robot. You're not going to sell me the beautiful handbag. And you're not going to sell me that cool poncho. What are you going to sell me?
That's debatable. It's a podcast about arguing.
You know, I gotta say, at this point, I feel like I understand arguing. So I'm tempted, but again, not what I'm looking for.
So you're looking for something tangible that you can hold in your hands.
Ideally.
Well, why not the Not Safe for Network podcast, which you can hold in your hands on your iPod or MP3 player?
Sure, that counts.